This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strope. An emboldened Vladimir Putin says Russia will not give up its fight in Ukraine. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Meghani reports.
At a rare formal news conference, a relaxed Putin spoke amid battlefield games and flagging Western support for the fight in remarks interpreted by National Security Council spokesman John Kirby.
There will only be peace, quote, when our goals are achieved, end quote.
Kirby says Putin is doubling down on his aims to conquer a sovereign nation.
I sure hope that those House Republicans who have for months held hostage critical assistance to Ukraine heard Putin's message loud and clear.
Instead, he says the House GOP has left Washington for the holidays and left Ukrainians without American money to help them fight back.
They need it right now. Not after the eggnog.
The remarks came as Ukrainian leader Volodymyr Zelensky made his first visit to the U.S. military headquarters in Germany, where allied leaders have been coordinating aid to Kyiv, saying he expects Congress will soon decide to keep helping his nation. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
Israel's president has joined the ranks of high-ranking Israeli officials to speak out against a two-state solution after the war in Gaza. In an interview with the Associated Press on Thursday, Isaac Herzog said it is not the time to be talking about establishing an independent state when the country's pain from Hamas's October 7th attack is still fresh. Herzog said, quote, "My nation is bereaving. My nation is in trauma." The Biden administration has said that after the war, efforts must be restarted to restart negotiations aimed at establishing a Palestinian state alongside Israel under the leadership of the Palestinian Authority. For more stories online, visit voanews.com. This is VOA News. The United States on Thursday condemned the, quote, egregious actions taken by Hong Kong authorities after they offered bounties for information leading to the arrest of several overseas activists. State Department spokesperson Matthew Miller.
We deplore any attempt to apply the Beijing-imposed national security law extraterritorially and reiterate that Hong Kong authorities have no jurisdiction within United States borders, where the advocates for democracy and freedom will continue to enjoy their constitutionally guaranteed freedoms and rights.
Hong Kong police added five more overseas-based activists to a list of wanted people, offering bounties for information leading to their arrest in a continuing crackdown on dissent under a China-imposed national security law. The move, which adds to a list of eight overseas activists deemed fugitives by authorities in July, triggered criticism from governments in the U.S. and U.K. Attorneys for both sides in a challenge to Wyoming's abortion restrictions that include the nation's first explicit ban on medication to end pregnancy have urged a judge to uphold or strike down the new laws without holding a trial. A ruling either way would likely be appealed to the Wyoming Supreme Court. Teton County District Judge Melissa Owens in Jackson didn't immediately rule after Thursday's arguments. She said the complex constitutional questions in the case would take time to assess. One of the new law bans abortion except to protect a pregnant woman's life or in cases of rape and incest. Three major retailers will stop selling water beads marketed to kids, the AP's Ed Donahue reports.
Water beads are often sold as toys. They're small, colorful balls made of super absorbent polymers. Amazon, Target, and Walmart say they're suspending sales of water beads because kids could swallow them. If that happens, the beads could swell. It happened to Ashley Hoggins' young daughter in 2017. She had surgery. The doctor showed her a picture.
He said, "This is what I pulled from your daughter's small intestine. Do you know what this is?"
It was water bead material. Hoggan is founder of advocacy nonprofit That Water Bead Lady. The Consumer Product Safety Commission says they could also end up in ears. A bill has been introduced in Congress to ban all water beads marketed to kids nationwide. I'm Ed Donahue.
Kenya's military continued efforts Thursday to evacuate hundreds of people trapped by raging floods that have hit many parts of the East African country. Floods have killed at least 170 and displaced more than 600,000 since the onset of heavy rains in November, according to the Red Cross, which is helping to coordinate rescue efforts. Northern Kenya has been worst affected, with tens of thousands of people there losing livestock, farmland, and homes due to the floods, described by aid groups as the worst in 100 years. I'm Alexis Strope, VOA News.